I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And we're talking to Kevin Rebman, who is the chairman for Protect Our Planes.
And this is another Get to Know Your Volunteer segment.
And we're going to do a lot of them because there are a lot of volunteers.
A lot
of volunteers that make things happen. Good things happen for all of us here.
Nothing happens without volunteers
here. Exactly. This would be just an empty field if it wasn't for volunteers.
Okay, so Protect Our Planes. What exactly do you do? What do you protect them from?
Well, we're actually a part of security, and our whole job in life is to make sure that the owners of the airplanes who bring their fine aircraft here get a chance to leave their plane and let people take a look at it. We try to keep those enthusiastic visitors from sitting on them or taking souvenirs or playing with parts on the airplane. We basically want to keep the airplanes in the show plane area safe.
Well, that's a big job considering the amount of people that come through this
considering
place.
We're so ingenious at not being safe.
Yeah.
There are a lot of aircraft. We actually cover the entire flight line from warbirds all the way up to ultralights, and we do that basically from 10 o'clock in the morning through the air show at 6 o'clock at night.
How many people do you have doing this?
In a given year, we'll register in our volunteer database about 150 or 160 volunteers, and some of them work two shifts a day, some work one shift a day, but most of them are returning volunteers and like doing what they're doing because they get to be out with the airplanes, talk to the pilots, talk to the visitors, and watch the air show at the same time.
So this is a real people person kind of job.
Absolutely, it is. We like to talk with people, and we like to make sure that they're having fun and being safe as well. But most importantly, we want to make sure that everybody else around the airplanes are safe.
And that they realize that it's a delicate looking thing there, not made out of brick.
And not only that, but you know, when they want to look at something, they should be looking with their eyes and not with their hands.
That's correct. And we do try to teach the little kids that as well. Most of those guys like to come up and, you know, either hang on something or maybe even sometimes we'll catch them throwing things around the airplanes, which leaves nice little dent marks in them. But most of us are airplane owners or at least pilots, and those of us that aren't are definitely enthusiasts, and we realize how much value is sitting out there. It's nice to keep them looking in nice condition when they get here and nice condition when they leave.
Minor damage can actually run into the tens of thousands of dollars.
That's correct. Even a fingerprint or oils from your skin can start to tarnish a paint job, especially if it happens to be a spot where the paint didn't take quite well or there isn't enough clear coat on it. So even just touching the wing can cause some damage in the future.
Plus, there's also a lot of people out there who bring in aircraft that are highly polished to a mirror finish specifically for this event. There's
yes.
a lot of work that goes into that, and fingerprint smudges.
I like
smudges.
To put nose prints on those.
Fingerprint smudges really mess the finish up.
Yeah, one of our volunteers flew an air coupe, and it was highly polished, and he spent a lot of time by his airplane when he wasn't working with us. But he frequently found fingerprints all over the cockpit and the fuselage area. But he was one of these guys that actually encouraged the kids to get in it, but only when he was there.
So where is Protect Our Planes headquartered right now?
Our headquarters are right at the entrance from the B parking lot. So if you know where the LSA Mall is, we're right next to that. Just pretty much a straight shot from here. And we take walk-ins for volunteers. Most of our volunteers register between Wednesday and Saturday before the show, but during the show we take walk-ins as well. And the nice thing is that we'll take kids down to 14 years old with parental permission. So we actually bring the youngsters out and we couple them up with either their parent or with another parent or adult. And we, as we're walking around, talk to them about airplanes and talk to them about, you know, everything else that makes this show work and how exciting it is to fly sometimes. Just to try to get them enthused with aviation.
And you teach them a gentle approach to working with people?
Oh, absolutely. Our whole approach is all about making sure that the first contact is a nice contact. We're not out there to reprimand. We're out there to encourage people to basically follow EAA's Air Venture rules.
You basically want to educate and enlighten and not smack them on the wrist.
Exactly.
Unless they're dragging a belt buckle across the airplane.
Well,
or
that's understandable. Yeah. And of course, you know, with some of the aircraft, especially some of the warbirds and everything, I imagine that you have your hands full with those because everybody loves warbirds.
Yeah, warbirds have their own advantage, though. Some of them are so big, when they put the flaps down, you really can't get on them, so there's not much damage that they can do to them. But the ones that are sitting out here in home builds and vintage that the guys have spent, you know, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 hours on, those are really the ones that we hate to see have any damage at all, whether it's from an umbrella or the top of a baseball cap or a belt buckle or camera, as you had mentioned. Those are the ones that we really want to make sure that we protect them so they come back next year.
Okay, what's the strangest damage cause you've ever seen?
I would have to say We've seen some interesting things happen. We've seen one guy cooking bacon on his wing, which was basically right on top of the fuel tank. We've also had people changing diapers on the wings. Of course, none of that is encouraged or allowed. But we have also found some fuel caps laying on the ground after a pilot has had their plane fueled in Warbirds. The driver maybe accidentally forgot to put the fuel cap back on, so we've found those and had Flightline put them back on. So we're also out there for safety as well, not just to catch people doing things, but we want to make sure that the grounds are safe. If they've overfilled the airplane and it's a hot day, there's obviously going to be fuel dripping out of the bottom of the wing. It's not a good place to light up a cigarette, even though it's no smoking zone. It's still not, you know, something that you want to do.
People still do it. Now, on a whole, do you find us well-behaved as a group?
Generally speaking, everybody's pretty well behaved until about the last hour of the air show, and then the nicotine desires start to kick in and people start to light up their cigarettes and stuff. But generally speaking, most people are cognizant of the rules, and they understand what, you know, what fuel and a cigarette will do, and they take care of making sure they don't cause any damage.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed at AirVenture is that there is no alcohol sold on AirVenture property. Do you think that contributes to an easier working atmosphere for you people?
Well, it's definitely a safer thing all around, especially with the hot weather that we've had this week and most years. When you start drinking alcohol, you get dehydrated, and you know, it creates more medical situations. But for the most part, it does create a safer family environment, and most people are pretty good with that. Obviously, there's, you know, you still can get alcohol downtown, and people still like to drink in the evenings and stuff. But on the grounds, no alcohol is allowed. And we, you know, definitely discourage people from bringing in. Security does a good job at monitoring the coolers as well.
Well, that's good. So if we wanted to volunteer with Protector Planes, where would we find you?
You will find us right at the end, at the front end of the B gate. There's a pedestrian entrance there. I think it's 91 on the map, but it's near the LSA Mall. And we've got a building there. It's right next to Programs. If a flag is flying by our building, we're there. It's usually from 7 a.m. until about 6 p.m. each night.
What about somebody who is online and looking at the EAA website? Is there information available on the website for volunteering?
They can call the main AirVenture number and ask them to transfer to us, and we can connect them up. Otherwise, our phone number, we have a line that's in the Protect Our Planes headquarters, is 920-230-7903.
Very cool.
All right, Kevin, I want to thank you for coming in. And now we get to know some of our volunteers.
Yep, another of our Get to Know Your Volunteer segments. I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm Digital Dave, and you're listening to Get to Know Your Volunteer on EAA Radio.